Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I would hazard to guess the weather's going to be about like it has been for every June 12th, as long as anybody can remember here in the New Orleans area. Hot and muggy with a chance for afternoon showers. That's unless they had tropical weather, which is rare for early June, as we are in day 12 of hurricane season here, and we'll take it, right? I mean, so long as it's hot and humid and not hurricane-y, what are you going to do? We're going to talk with Stephen Cates now, Bankrate financial analyst, about the inflation report, how things are looking with President's Trump's tariffs and more. How you doing, Stephen Cates?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Tell me what we know about inflation and reports that are coming in and so forth and what they're showing.
So right now, you know, we're seeing a relatively surprising report yesterday showing that inflation has been lower than expected. I think that's unexpected by most economists. And, you know, good news for consumers. Over the last 2 months, the tariffs have really not impacted prices or rising inflation at all.
Okay, wait, go back. Because when I go to the grocery store, and I mentioned the story, I told it anecdotally a couple of times that I put stuff on the conveyor belt at the store last weekend, I think it was, and I barely had it out of the shopping cart, and I was looking at the little screen, and the kid was up to $145. I'm like, hang on, slow down. Whoa, slow your roll here. What are we doing? So inflation, the rate is down, but prices are still up. I guess that's what I'm having a hard time believing, Stephen, because it seems like I'm getting less and less for more and more money.
Well, so that's a common feeling. And I think one of the troubling parts about the last few years is that, you know, inflation really just goes in one way, or I should say the price level really only moves in one way. There's no going back, unfortunately, to the price levels that we had in 2019 or even 2023. You know, inflation is a rate of change. And so what we saw is that in May, that rate of change was much lower than expected, about half of what we expected in terms of the overall growth. Now, the individual factors that make up that, there's some up, some down, things like apparel, new and used cars, even gasoline, those were down month over month. Other things like food at restaurants or shelter costs, you know, home and rent, those are up month over month. Altogether, what we saw is that, you know, the inflation rate went up by roughly 0.1% between April and May. You know, that brings us to about 2.4%. On an annual basis. So that's higher than the Federal Reserve wants it to be. They want it to be 2% or below. Mm-hmm. So we're not really declaring victory on inflation yet, but this is a very positive move because it is lower than it was prior in its progress.
Where did that 2% number come from? Because it always amazes me, but interests me as to how the Fed says 2%. And I'm just wondering, is there a best practices guide? Do you open a book and it says, preferred inflation rate, 2%. Turn the page. There it is.
So it's actually not far from that. That 2% is the generally accepted inflation target across central banks in most of the world. And the exact reason that they have chosen 2%, you could probably go have an economist prove that to you, from decades ago, crack open a textbook. But generally, the reason that they want prices to rise a little bit is mostly to delay or, try to stave off deflation, which is the actual rate of decrease in prices. Now, that might sound really great to most consumers and most people that you see prices falling. Wouldn't that be nice? That can be very, very bad for the economy because it will cause people to not spend. And given that our economy is roughly 70% consumption, if we saw all spending freeze or stop, it would cause a ripple effect that would probably send us into a recessionary spiral.
So somebody texted in and said, so all of the Chicken Littles can shut up. I don't know what that means, unless meaning that inflation's not working or is not really bad, or that tariffs aren't hurting anything. Let's talk about tariffs. Tariffs aren't, or do they affect anything that we're paying for as of now or not? Because I don't know what's on and what's off.
The effective tariffs, and I think what the commenter is saying is that the effective tariffs, which was, warned was going to be disastrous for the economy right away, the effects of that have not shown up in any meaningful way. Mm-hmm. I think, we're probably seeing a slight impact to food prices, given that the inventory for food turns over very quickly. Fresh food, obviously, can't sit on the shelf for very long. But the tariffs on Mexico and many other countries were rolled back quite quickly, so the impact of food prices was low. Other things like apparel, where we did expect significant impact because we import much of that from China and Vietnam and other South Asian countries, that has not shown up. What we don't know is when or if it will show up. Many of the large retailers like Walmart made a tremendous effort to front load their imports ahead of tariffs. When or if they run out of the inventory before any kind of tariff negotiations, and they have to raise prices, that's something that we're still expecting. Walmart themselves said we expect to hike prices later in the year. But whether they will or how much, we don't know. But for the most part, this is good news for the consumer that we're not seeing immediate impacts on tariffs pushing prices higher. And I think that's a welcome sign.
When it comes to tariffs, I've been a lifelong golfer, and you can make a four by hitting the ball in the middle of the fairway, then on the green and two putts, or you can hit it in the woods, thrash about, then hit a third shot and have it go close to the hole and make a putt, or thrash about for two shots, then hold the fourth one. Either way, it's still a four. And the reason I say that, Stephen, is when it comes to tariffs, I don't know if anything's happened yet. I don't know if we're thrashing around in the woods.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know if we're hitting it in a fairway. I don't know if tariffs have had any effect on anything yet or not. Are we getting a better deal out of other countries? Do you know?
Well, I'm most familiar with that second option of thrashing around in the woods, and I think that that's probably closer to what we're seeing from a political environment here. I think there's been a lot of movement, tariffs on and off, and in some cases on again. I think that at the moment, that's probably impacting the sentiment of Americans more than it is impacting our prices or our economy at the moment. You know, the uncertainty of what this is going to do over the long term is the biggest unknown, and the uncertainty that creates for businesses is probably the most troubling factor, because small businesses, they are being impacted, and that's a real thing. Now, they may not have the headline pushing ability like a Walmart or an Amazon, but small single person or small multi person businesses, they don't have the same levers to front load inventory or to hold prices the same. If their costs go up, they may have to either shut down or raise costs or fire people. And that's something that is going to happen in the economy if we have a situation where tariffs over time are three times as high as they were in January. And that's the current situation.
I'm looking at some text here. We'll take a break. People are looking at it from a political perspective, either as winning or losing. I look at it from not a red or blue angle, but from a green angle, as in money. And the fact is, the prices are up. As you said, they're not coming down. Thankfully, the level of increase has slowed, which is good. But the question I always have had, Stephen, and you can answer this when we come back, is when I was a younger guy, married, I'd go to a grocery store, seemed like every item was a dollar average. If you go to a grocery store now, every item averages about $4.50, maybe $5. So I'm just wondering if when our kids grow up, it'll be $10 each, or is there a great reset or something? I've always wondered about that. As a younger guy, if I was going to be paying $4 a roll for Scott towels, which apparently I am now, and I just wonder if in the future it's going to be $8, just as an example. 622 traffic now, WWL. 626 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Stephen Cates, Bankrate financial analyst. No effect of tariffs on prices, as I understand it. The rate of inflation is down. Prices are not down, and they are not coming down. Accurate or not, Stephen?
That's accurate.
Okay.
Yes. And that is certainly what we're seeing today. Whether that maintains for all three of those points in the future, that's something that we're going to have to wait for.
So along those lines, I look at, the aging baby boomers in America. People that are retired are apt to tell you that they're on a fixed income. Actually, unless you work in commission sales with no limit, we're all on a fixed income for the most part. I just wonder how that's gonna play out with my paper towel example before, of from a dollar a roll to $4 a roll, soft drinks, what have you. As baby boomers retire, they're making a fixed amount of money. Is this a problem heading like two railroad trains heading toward each other, 45-degree angles or not?
So it's going to depend a little bit on everybody's individual situation. Taking baby boomers, for instance, those who are retired, having a fixed income and seeing prices rise can be very concerning. But one of the benefits of the situation that we're in today is that interest rates are very high. Historically, over the last 15, 20 years, this is one of the highest rate environments we've had, and that actually benefits retirees quite well, because their cash is earning a considerable amount of money. You can buy a CD or even just a high-yield savings account and collect, 4%, which basically no risk. You can go out and buy, treasury bonds and get in excess of that. Really safe investments that can pay you out, a relatively considerable amount, well above the rate of inflation.
So when it comes to my example of paper towels and the price is not coming down, and this has nothing to do with President Trump or President Bush or President Carter or anybody, this is just about prices and the way things are structured. I gave the example of when it was when I was a kid, when I was a younger man, it was a dollar, now it's up to $4. Are people eventually going to be paying $8 a roll for paper towels, and that's just the way stuff goes? Or is there at one point a massive reset of money or what? Tell me how that works.
So the more likely scenario is that, yes, people will be paying $8 for paper towel rolls. Now, that's not going to be next year. It might be 50 years from now. There's no way to know at what rate we're going to sort of incrementally move. But, you know, you can draw that line out, you know, across infinity and say, yes, at some point people are going to be paying that. Prices really just do not reset at a lower rate without tremendous economic upheaval. If you look at, you know, the Great Depression, we had massive deflation, which is the lowering of prices. And that obviously was during a quite tumultuous time. I don't think we'd wish for that.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Stephen Cates, Bankrate Financial Senior Analyst. And when it comes to tariffs, I think we're thrashing around the woods. I have no earthly idea what's going on. I don't know what's been applied, what hasn't been applied, how you can in any way staple that to the economy. But I do know, as the vast majority of people are texting, that you're getting less and less and less and less at the grocery store. So it's good that the rate of inflation has gone down. But as he just said, prices have not gone down and are not going to come down. Mike Strain joins us. We come back. Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL. Time now, WWL First News.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.